This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're happy to have Phil Stasek back, the president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. We also have Dr. Steve Lazarus, a professor with ocean engineering and marine sciences here at Florida Tech. The next Space Coast Progressive Alliance event, Mother Earth, happens on Thursday, September 6th. Phil, tell us about your organization and what you do.
The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is the voice of liberal and progressive thought here in Brevard County. We advocate for civil rights, for women's rights, for the environment, and many other things. Thursday, September 6th, we're going to be talking about Mother Earth. The future is in our hands. And the fact that the impact that humans have on this planet, but we're going to be thinking about things both globally and locally. We have a number of speakers, spectacular speakers, that'll be there to talk to us about the river. Dr. Duane DeFries from the organization that's looking out for the Indian River Lagoon. We have Dr. Ken Lindemann from FIT, who is an expert in plastics, sustainability, and the environment. We have Brandon Smith, who's going to be there talking about IRL projects and what that half-cent tax has been doing and the advantages that we've been getting from that. We also have Diana Umpieri, who is going to be talking about the Everglades, Lake Okeechobee, and the incredible algae blooms that we've been having down there. And frankly, all of these speakers will be talking not just about the bad things, but they'll be talking about the hope that we have to improve our environment, to improve both our global situation as well as the situation right here in Brevard County on our river. But right here in the studio, we have another one of our speakers. Dr. Steve Lazarus is an amazing guy, and he'll be there to talk to us about climate change. Dr. Lazarus, tell us what your thoughts are.
Thank you, Phil. My thoughts today are about some of the ice sheet, the Arctic, the Antarctic, and Greenland ice sheet. They're some of the climate change barometers on the planet that give us an idea of the impact that humans are having in terms of our greenhouse gas emissions.
I tell you what, there are people that deny that anything's happening, or at least that humans have any impact on such a large system. What are your thoughts on that?
Clearly, there's lots of evidence of human impacts on the environment that go well beyond greenhouse gases. And our impact on the lagoons, a great example. Hydrologic processes, precipitation, runoff. These are really important factors in terms of fertilizer, one of the influences of the health of the lagoon. So I think it's really easy to make arguments counter to that.
I think the vast majority of scientists around the planet, not just in the United States, but around the planet, recognize not only is climate change real, having dramatic impact, but it is caused by human activities.
There's really no debate within the climate science community. This is a pretty much settled issue. We've moved on to talk about the repercussions and impact of climate change.
And what kinds of things can people do in their own personal lives to change their impact?
Well, certainly there are things that can limit or shrink your carbon footprint. One of the big things is flying, huge carbon impact. But on a more local, day-to-day level, the kind of car you buy, using cloth bags at a grocery store.
People that are coming to hear this are going to have a chance to actually ask questions. What kinds of questions do you think you'll be getting?
Folks really want to know how it's going to impact them. And so that becomes a local issue. So when you start talking about these ice sheets, a lot of fresh water locked up in Antarctic and Greenland. Greenland has about 6 meters full ice melt, and Antarctic has about 60 meters. And while that's not going to happen overnight, over the next 1,000 years, we could see quite a rise in sea level.
And those of us that live here very close to sea level understand that we're vulnerable and that our impacts may affect the future, not just for our lifetimes, but for the lifetimes of our children and grandchildren. They may not be able to live here in Florida anymore.
Correct. We were an itinerant species one time. People fled and migrated and moved, and eventually that may be maybe what happens in the near future.
Once again, the Space Coast Progressive Alliance offers Mother Earth, the future's in our hands, Thursday, September 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Front Street Civic Center, free and open to the public. And if you'd like to get more information, please go to their website,
which is www.scpaflorida.com.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you very much for having us.